conditional use number 2458, O'Neill's Solar LLC.
Mr. Chair, I move that we recommend approval of conditional use number 2548 for O'Neill's Solar LLC for a solar array in the AR1 district based on the record made during the public hearing for the following reasons. One, the proposed facility is a public utility use under the Sussex County Zoning Code, and it meets the purposes of a conditional use because of public or semi-public character that is essential and desirable for the general convenience and welfare of Sussex County residents. Two, the solar array will be located on approximately 19.75 acres of a larger 49.7-acre tract. Three, the proposed facility promotes Goal 7.3 of Sussex County Comprehensive Plan, which encourages the use of renewable energy options such as solar arrays. There was testimony that this solar array will benefit residential, business, and municipal subscribers with lower power costs. Four, the proposed solar array is located on a parcel of land that is used for agricultural purposes. It is surrounded on two sides by land used for agricultural purposes, including poultry houses. Although there are residential properties to the north of the site, the arrays are at least 200 feet from the closest dwelling, and the nearby properties will also be protected by the conditions set forth in the code and in this recommendation. None of the residents along the northern boundary of the site objected to the purpose of this use. Five, the land is designated as being within the low density area, according to Sussex County's future land use map. This is an appropriate location for a solar array. Six, this application generally complies with ordinance number 2920 regarding solar arrays. Seven, the proposed solar generation facility will not result in any noticeable increase in traffic on area roadways. There are no regular employees at the site, only periodic visits for inspections, maintenance, or repair of the solar panels. Eight, the proposed use provides a renewable energy source that is a benefit to the residents and businesses of Sussex County. Nine, this recommendation is subject to the conditions set forth in ordinance number 2920 and the following additional conditions. A, the use shall be for ground-mounted solar array only. No other types of electric generation shall be permitted at this site. B, the final site plan shall clearly show the limits of this conditional use area for the solar array, as well as the remaining acreage that is not part of this conditional use. C, all required fencing shall include interwoven screening. The fence location and type of screening shall be shown on the final site plan. There shall be a landscape buffer that is at least 50 feet wide along the common boundary with the residential properties along the northern boundary of the site and the eastern boundary of the site. Landscaping shall include at least 15 trees within every 50 linear feet of the buffer. Wherever trees exist within the buffer areas, they shall be preserved, and these non-disturbed forested areas shall be shown on the final site plan. The final site plan shall also include a landscape plan confirming these planting requirements. D, any lighting on the facility shall only consist of perimeter lighting needed for security purposes. All lighting shall be downward screened so that it does not shine on neighboring properties or roadways. E, one unlit sign not to exceed 32 square feet in size shall be permitted. The sign shall identify the operator of the solar farm and shall provide contact information in case of an emergency. F, all transformers or similar equipment or structures shall be centrally located within the solar array and they shall be shown on the final site plan. G, stormwater management and erosion and sedimentation control facilities shall be constructed in accordance with all applicable state and county requirements. These facilities shall be operated using best management practices. H, the final site plan shall include a decommissioning plan that includes financial security to ensure that funds are available for decommissioning and removal of the solar farm in its entirety throughout the life of the conditional use. And I, the final site plan shall be subject to the review and approval of the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission.
I second.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded to recommend approval of conditional use number 2458, O'Neill's Solar LLC, for the reasons and with the stipulations stated in the motion. Ms. Wingate, how do you vote?
Yes, for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Mr. Mears?
Yes, for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Mr. Collins?
Yes, for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Mr. Butler?
Yes, for the reason and conditions stated in the motion.
Okay, and the chair votes yes for the reason and conditions stated in the motion. Motion carries 5-0. Thank you. Our next item is a conditional use number 2501, Jose Luis Vivar.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we recommend denial of conditional use number 2501 for Jose Luis Vivar for a landscaping business based upon the record made during the public hearing and for the following reasons. One, this application is for a landscaping business on a residential 5.04-acre lot in an area surrounded by residential properties on either side and the state-owned Redden Forest to the rear. Two, the record indicates that the applicant has been operating his small landscaping business from this property for some time without proper approvals and has constructed buildings without the proper permits and inspections, even after initial violations were issued. Three, there was opposition to the application from neighboring property owners describing the current bad condition of the property. The neighbors expressed concerns that this would only get worse if this use is allowed to continue with a conditional use approval. Four, the record shows there is a large accumulation of trash, vehicles, and junk scattered throughout the property and along the boundary with neighboring properties. Under these conditions, it is not appropriate to grant a conditional use on this property. Five, the record shows that the existing trash and junk, as well as the proposed use and the materials of equipment associated with it, adversely affect the neighboring and adjacent properties, including the Redden State Forest. Six, the current condition of the property and the proposed conditional use does not promote the health, safety, and welfare of Sussex County and its residents. Seven, the proposed use in this location does not satisfy the purpose of a conditional use under the Sussex County Zoning Code because it is not well adjusted to its environment with full protection of the neighboring properties and because the proposed use is not desirable in this location for general convenience and welfare of Sussex County residents and businesses. Eight, given the applicant's history of ignoring zoning and building code requirements on this property, I am not satisfied that the appropriate conditions can be imposed to protecting the neighboring and adjacent property owners. Nine, for all these reasons, I move that the commission recommend a denial of this conditional use. In addition, I recommend that the property must be cleaned up and returned to AR1 residential use within 4 months of this recommendation, and that the constable shall regularly inspect the property to confirm that this has occurred. The failure to clean up this property and return it to AR1 residential use shall be subject to the appropriate enforcement against the applicant and the owners of this property. This requirement is in addition to any current and ongoing violations existing on the property for failing to obtain building permits, inspections, or certificate of occupancy for structures that currently exist on the property. That is my motion.
I second the motion.
It's been moved and seconded to recommend denial of conditional use number 2501, Jose Luis Vivar, for the reasons and with stipulations stated in the motion. Now, just as a friendly reminder, commissioners, an affirmative vote is a vote to deny the application. Ms. Wingate, how do you vote?
I vote, before I vote, I just want to say that I really try to promote any kind of local business, but this one I just could not support given the events that have happened prior to the application and since then and the condition of the site. So I vote yes to deny conditional use number 2501.
Mr. Mears?
Mr. Chairman, the applicant has disrespected and ignored our county codes and ordinances, and his operation, which is unauthorized on the property, is not a good situation for his neighbors. It's totally disrespectful. Therefore, I vote yes to the motion to recommend denial of the conditional use.
Mr. Collins.
I vote yes to deny the conditional use for the reasons that have been stated by prior commissioners.
Okay. Mr. Butler.
I vote yes for denial.
Okay. Chair concurs with comments made by Ms. Wingate and Mr. Mears and votes yes for denial of the application. The application is denied 5-0. All right. Ladies and gentlemen, according to our agenda,